There's an important message that I have to share that is something that came up in conversations all throughout the week. And it's on the topic of meditation. And meditation is a tool that many of you are engaging with as a way of finding that space of stillness within. Perhaps the wording could even be tweaked there and saying accessing or remembering the stillness within. For when we find something, we come from a space of assuming we don't have it. It's something we're seeking. So, meditation. Meditation is an incredibly potent tool. I honestly have leveraged it multiple times a day for I don't know how long at this point. And I find it to be a rejuvenator of energy in very intense, high energy burn days. But I also find it to be an incredibly soothing point of remembering the vastness of the nature of us as spirit in a world that is constricting at times. So, what I'd like to briefly touch upon is the concept of where we come from when we meditate. For it is very possible to meditate from the mind just as much as it is possible to meditate as spirit. And this is so profoundly important because people think that, and rightfully so, no one's clarifying this. People think that if they close their eyes, focus on their breath, and do their dedicated time in this state of activity, then they've meditated and hopefully something good will happen. And if you meditate enough, then something really good will hopefully happen. And then you're accessing powers that are beyond this world that will assist you in being more spirit, more present, more still, more stable in this world. But if we meditate from the mind, then it is the mind that is meditating us in that moment. Let me say that again. When we meditate from the mind is meditating us. When we focus on mindfulness practices, when we focus on observing the thoughts, for God's sakes, please don't observe the thoughts. Let the thoughts go. Let the thoughts go completely in meditation. Focus specifically on the breath. Simply the breath. The breath in this world is very mechanical. The lungs collapse, the lungs inflate, the ribs move along with the lungs as they make these motions. There are so many aspects in the physical world that are involved in the breath that if you have challenging, if you have a challenge focusing on the subtle aspects of the breath, the depths of the breath, the waves of the breath, the still points at the peak and the deep depths of the breath, then please focus on the mechanics of the breath. The breath is the key here. The breath allows you to very quickly and very smoothly elevate your frequency, and it is in elevating the frequency that you can access the depths of you as spirit and bypass the mind. It is only up until a certain frequency that the mind is active. You are working toward elevating yourself above the frequencies of the mind when you meditate so as to exit the confines of the mind. The aim here is to acknowledge that meditation is an extremely potent tool if we meditate from spirit. If, on the other hand, we meditate from the mind, then we simply engage in fueling all of the energetic dynamics that are around us, in us, and influencing us that are not of spirit, that are not of our highest knowing in this world. So, if you find that when you meditate, nothing really happens, you are still within the frequency bands of the mind, which is fine. But technically, when you transcend those frequencies of the mind, then you will begin to not feel the body. You will begin to not feel the physicality of being in a corporeal structure. You will begin to completely lose sight of time. So for those of you who are very invested in meditating for a specific number of minutes, That will just go out the window when you access the frequencies that go beyond the mind. For those of you who are able to count, let's say if you're doing the 4-7 breath, for those of you who are able to count during meditation, please know that this is a very important technique for those who are establishing a meditative practice, and there is nothing diminishing about it. Also know that when you bypass the frequencies of the mind and enter into higher states of being while meditating from the point of spirit, you are not capable of counting. Counting also flies out the window. Thinking flies out the window. All of these things are very, very quickly bypassed as we transcend them into spaces of knowingness. There's lots that happens during those engagements with knowingness in, let's say, the unseen or in the non-physical spaces within us. And if you have questions about that, please do ask. But for now, know that your goal in meditation, if you wish to amplify your practice, is to relinquish the mind's engagement in meditating you as you elevate in frequency to the point where it could be 10 hours and you wouldn't notice the difference between a 5-hour and a 10-hour meditation, or a 5-minute and a 1-hour meditation. And everything transcends this world so that we can re-enter into this world from a much higher state of knowingness.